Justin Bat from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily devotion for April the 13th. Hey, today, guys, we're going to be in the Proverbs. And here's one of the things. Here's the thing. If you're not reading your Bible every day, you need to do it. You need to get God's word, God's truth, God's insights, discernment, his understanding into you. Okay, so there's 31 Proverbs, okay, in the Bible. So that means there's one for every day of the month, okay? And if you're not, again, if you're not reading your Bible, get into the Proverbs. Just get one of those truths, okay, one of those chapters into your system every day. You won't believe how God's word will transform you, okay?
Hey guys, today we're going to be in Proverbs, okay? Chapter 9, we're going to be looking at two totally awesome verses, verses 8 and 9, okay? And where are we looking at it? We're looking in the inspired word of God. Oh yeah, baby. Listen to God's word. I think this is so interesting. It says this. It's going to give us some advice. And friends, here's the thing. I love God's advice. It says, reprove not a scorner. Okay? Your translation might use the word mocker. We know what a mocker is, but oftentimes we don't use the word scorner so often. But it says this. Do not reprove a scorner. Do not reprove a mocker, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee, okay? Meaning this, when you go to a wise man and you give him counsel, he's going to love you for it. If you go to a fool, a scorner, a mocker, he's going to hate you. Sometimes he even tries to hurt you. Free one, free one. Verse 9, listen to this. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet get wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Oh my goodness, where's this going? Listen very carefully and I'll share with
it. The text is this, do not rebuke a mocker. What does that mean? It means this, you know what you believe about God, you've experienced it, you're living it out, you're proof, okay, that the word of God is a truth, okay, because God's light, his love, okay, who he is, his spirit is leading you, guiding you, his provisions, all that he is upon you. I mean, it's just like you're Elijah or Elisha and that anointing is on you, that mantle of praise is upon you. And I mean, that's it. We come across these people who are loose cannons, okay? The Bible would call them fools, okay? Because the fool says in their heart that there is no God, okay? And he says, don't argue with them, okay? Meaning this, a mocker, someone who's mocking your life, mocking your decisions, mocking that you are a man of integrity, mocking that you want to stay on the straight and narrow, that you want to be on the narrow road, that you're picking up your cross daily. It says, don't get in an argument with these people. Don't argue with the fool or you become the fool, okay? You have nothing to win. I love what the Bible says again. It says, do not cast pearls before swine. Oftentimes, we come across these people, at first, we don't understand their belief system. What they're so mad, they're so hardened against the things of God. Here's the thing, it is not your job, watch this, okay, to try to convert that person. God has to do a work in their heart first, okay, through his spirit before they can receive, okay, anything from you, okay? And so when you come across a person and they're just very aggressive towards you, okay, want to argue, they want to debate every last thing that they haven't really read, that they haven't lived. And friends, here's the thing. The reason the Bible says don't argue with them, okay, they're fools, okay, because they're denying God is they haven't. Watch this. The light that God is so generous. Friends. Can you tell I had a moo latte? I had a moo latte at Dairy Queen, and I'm so craved up on ice cream and caffeine, it's not even...
I'm okay.
Pause it and say a quick prayer for Matt, okay? Listen, the reason you don't argue with these people who have different belief systems, okay, who are antagonistic towards your faith, okay, is because they haven't responded to the light that God has already shown them. They're not going to get more. Okay, I mean, they would like to debate the whole Bible with you, tell you all the wrongs in them which are false. There is nothing inerrant about this. This is the inerrant word of God, and there is no problems with it, okay? There's no errors in the Bible, none. I mean, but we run across people, they say, oh yeah, it's full of errors. Yeah, right, give me a break, buddy. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I read it every single day. I read it every single day for the last 30-some years. No errors, okay? If someone was going to find one, here's the thing, I'm all for it, okay? But there are none, okay? Because why? It's inspired by Almighty God. God oversaw it. He spoke to individuals, prophets and priests and different individuals, okay? And by his inspiration, by his spirit, they spoke. He utilized their personalities. He utilized their person of who they were. And they spoke these words. They were pinned down, okay? The first five books of the Bible, watch this very carefully. This is all free stuff today, guys, thanks to the movie latte and the Holy Spirit, okay? But listen, okay, listen. The first five books of the Bible, who were they written by? The Pentateuch, okay? The law, okay? Who were they written by? They were written by Moses, okay? When were they written? That's a good question. Well, Moses is interested in wanting to see God. He says, God, I'd like to see you. And God says, you can't see me. You can't see my glory because if anyone does, they're dead. Why? Because of God's what? His holiness. He's separated from sin. That's what holiness means. Total separation from sin. Holiness means the cutting away of, okay? And if people would get an understanding of what holiness is, they would start living their lives differently. Whole nother devotion. Let's move forward, okay? And so Moses is out there. He's petitioning God. God, here's the thing. Man, he's kind of like in a desert like this. I want to see you. Come on, let me check you out. We've talked. I'm doing what you said to do. I'm doing everything I know to do. God says, okay. You're like, what? God says, okay. He says this. They're up on a mountain. He says, right over there, there's a crack in the wall, a crack in the side of the mountain. I'm going to put you in it. You look into the mountain. When I go by, I'll put my hand over you so my glory doesn't show too much upon you and you die. Meaning, I'm going to pass by you. So that's what God does. Okay, His presence, okay, the glory, oh, the Shekinah glory, which is the weight of who God is, all of God, okay, goes by. But God somehow puts His hand over him, okay? After He did that, okay, what happens, okay? Moses has never been the same. When he comes down off the mountain, the glory is upon his face. The people can't even look at God. It's like looking into the sun. Have you ever looked into the sun? The sun, you can't tell, but it's right up there, and I can't hardly even look at it, okay? But not only did the glory of the Lord was upon his face, that they made Moses put a covering over his face. Here's what they said. Watch this, okay? They said, Moses, put something over your face. We can't look at you. The glory is too much. But guess what happens next? Moses picks up a pen, writes verbatim the first five books of the Bible. How did he do that? Because God went through him. Do you understand? God's glory, okay? We don't get more light, more understanding, more discernment, more of Him, more illumination until we respond to what God has already given to us. So when you come across the mocker, as the book would say, okay, the joker, okay, the antagonist, okay, that person who doesn't believe like you do, that just wants to start a fight, they just want to argue, they have nothing better in life to do than to try to belittle you, okay? Because here's the thing. There's just people out there. They're lost as the day is long, okay? Leave them alone. The Bible says you don't need to win them over. There are these people. Watch this very carefully. I know this is hard to swallow, guys. There are certain individuals who are appointed to wrath, who are appointed to destruction. And you're like, what? Yeah, that is their whole purpose in life is God has backed off of them, and God has a special purpose. It is for the destruction of them. And when you think about that, and when He says, don't get around them, you don't want to be arguing with the fool, with the joker, okay? And friends, it's just the truth. Friends, if we were to go to Paul's writings, I love the Apostle Paul, okay? And we are going to 1 Corinthians, okay, chapter 1, verse 18. Here's what it's going to say. It's going to read like this. For the message of the cross... That's what you and I preach, okay, daily by our decisions, our actions, and what we speak, okay? For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us, you know, to you and me who are being saved, it is the power of God. Okay, so the power of God is being revealed in you daily. The lost world can't understand. The things of God are stupid. And you know why they think they're stupid? Because they're stupid. Okay, really, really, look at it. God has revealed a truth in their life. God is no respecter of persons, okay? So God has shown Himself somehow, some way to that person, revealed it. They rejected it, okay? As they did that, they don't get more. But sometimes God will bring that same truth across their lives again. They reject it, so they don't get more. Friends, our churches are filled with people like that who have dug their heels in, okay? And they will not respond to a message that was given by a pastor or the Holy Spirit or someone spoke into their life or something that they read, and they dug their heels in. They said, no. Now, friends, let me just tell you this. As time goes on, I am noticing, okay, I did a devotion. It's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It's called The Restrainer is Being Withdrawn. Watch this very carefully. I'm not going into that. But as the restrainer, which is the Holy Spirit, that one aspect of the Holy Spirit, as He's being withdrawn, what's called the spirit of lawlessness is taking place. This means that people who normally would be more restrained in their life are not. And what's happening, I'm noticing on a daily basis, no matter where I am, where I'm at a gas station, where I'm at a business, no matter where I'm at, people are very angry. People are short. People are edgy. People are sharp. I'm seeing a lot of stupid crimes. I'm seeing a lot of stuff I have never seen before. What's going on? The restrainer is being withdrawn. And I'm just throwing this little tidbit back into this video, okay? Because I've already done a whole video on it, okay? What do you need to do? You need to be wise as you're dealing with people, okay? Because people are haters of God. They're haters of themselves. They don't understand, why am I feeling like this? Why am I bitter? Why am I angry? Why do I feel the way I do? I mean, they're just like a bomb. And the fuse is lit. And they don't understand all that's going on spiritually in their life. Why? Because they've rejected the light. They've rejected Christ. They've rejected a principle. They've rejected something that God has spoken into their life. And they get no more. Just need to get saved. Meaning they don't want to have anything to do with God. But they don't understand the feelings that they're feeling. And watch this. And I'm always saying this. The feelings that people are feeling are very real. Don't just say, oh, just dismiss someone, okay? I'm seeing anger on a new level that I've never seen it for, okay, in society. Again, what do you need to do as a Christian? What do you need to do as a man in the man cave? And if you're married, how do you need to safeguard your wife? You have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. You don't want to engage people in arguments. I've seen so much road rage lately in the city that I am. I mean, people jumping out of their cars, grabbing pipes, and busting people's windows, kicking doors, screaming, you know. I'm just seeing things that are just crazy, where people, what they're feeling is so real, but they don't understand why they're feeling the way they're feeling. Here's the thing, Satan has a hold on them. If you don't belong to God, you are a punching bag of the enemy, and you don't want to, as a Christian, come across this person who is lost, who is a person of depravity, okay, who is just gonna go every which way the wind blows, okay? It's very dangerous out there. That's what Matt's saying, and you need to be careful. Be wise, okay? Guard your heart, guard your mind, guard your life, guard your family. Men, okay? Let's go back to our text, okay? If we were to read it, it says this, okay? Listen very carefully, because there's a flip side of the quarter. It says, do not rebuke a mocker, or he will hate you. Yeah, that's very nicely spoken. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. The flip side of the coin is this. You can rebuke a mocker, and he's going to hate you. But if you go to a wise person, the text is telling us that he's going to receive your counsel. He's going to listen to you. He's going to be saying, you know what? You're right. You know what I'm saying? If you're right, you're right. And if it's based on the Word of God, it's always right, okay? And he's going to love you. But listen to this. I just love this. It says, instruct a wise man. He's going to be wiser, meaning he's going to listen to a godly person that's teaching him. He's going to listen to a pastor. He's going to listen to devotions. He's going to read the Word. He's going to get as much of God, okay, in all these different forms, okay, from the Spirit of God, from his obedience to God, from him receiving more light because he's responding to the light. I mean, he's just an open filter and getting as much as he can. He's eating the fish. He's throwing out the bones, okay? And what is it? He becomes wiser, okay? And that person becomes what? He can be a mentor to me, okay? He has wisdom beyond age, okay? And I know some people have gray hair. I wouldn't take counsel from them for all the tea in China. Why? Because they don't know God. They haven't responded to what he's already spoken in their life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Do you see, when God says don't argue with people, that's what he means. Don't argue. You're not going to win, okay? And when he says, sometimes you may have to go up to someone who is in Christ, okay, but they're not living that life. And you may have to say, hey, in love, okay, the life you're living, the decisions you're making, they're not right. That person, if they're truly in Christ and they're wise, they will love you for it, because they're going to hearken unto your word, okay? And remember, as we're going out in the world, there are so many people nowadays that are just sideways. They're so angry. They're bitter. They don't understand. And in the end of Daniel, it says this, that there's going to be a time that was like no other time since the beginning of nations, and it was going to be the dread of man. Meaning, people, it was going to be so bad that people's hearts would fail them. And he says, the wise would understand what is taking place, but those wicked people, those evil people, they would become even more wicked and more evil. Why is that? Because of the restrainer being withdrawn. You have to be wise as you're living this life out, as you're waiting for your Lord, your Savior, your Master, as you're waiting for Jesus Christ to come back and rapture his church, okay? You have to be wise with yourself and with your family and with your loved ones, okay? Be wise. Realize what is taking place now. This is a judgment of God. This is the second horse of the four horses of the apocalypse taking effect, okay? And we're seeing it every single day. Well, hey guys, I know I was all over the place today, and I'm blaming it on the moo latte. That was my cow impression. Not very good, but that's okay. I don't know if I'll leave that in, but it's kind of funny, isn't it? A little bit. Hey, a little bit. Give me a thumbs up on the moo, at least. Hey, you might not like the video, but give me a thumbs up. Hey, great cow impression, Matt. I love it, okay? Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.